Good morning. Welcome to our worship service this morning. Glad you all are here. It's a nice, beautiful morning after all that rain that we've gotten. Hopefully it dries out here soon, but can't complain. We're going to start off with a few announcements this morning. If you guys saw the table out there, it's still out there, and it's not going to be there next week. So if you have lost something and you would like to find it, go get it. It's probably out there. And if you don't even think you've lost something, go check it, because there still might be something out there. Otherwise, you will never see it again. Or maybe at Hand in Hand, I don't know. But congratulations to Andy and Maggie Dom for Parker Andrew. He was born last week. I know Jim had mentioned that last week, but there's the measurements and all that in the bulletin for you guys to see. Then tonight, if you guys saw on the slideshow up there, our summer kickoff is tonight. So if you were a sixth grader and you just finished sixth grade, or you know somebody that did, you guys can now come to youth group tonight. We're gonna have a party at 5 o'clock here at the church. So we'll have some food and some games and some fun time for that, and just have a blast. So there's also a bridal shower for Lauren Hahn. That'll be coming up on June 29th at 2 p.m. That would be this week, this next Saturday. So make note of that on your calendars. And then just a reminder that we're still looking for help in the back with the sound and the PowerPoints and live stream and all that stuff. So if you guys would like to help with that, talk to Pastor Jim or Charlie. Also, there is no singing for the junior department back there for Sunday school. So please stay in the fellowship hall with your parents, and we'll figure that out. There might be more announcements coming for Sunday school today with the lack of teachers. So if you just keep your eye out and your ears open for that. So are there any other announcements this morning? If not, we'll go to our call to worship, which is from Colossians 4:16. And it says, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God."
Well, good morning, and we welcome you to our worship service. Glad that you have chosen to worship with us. If you'll take your hymn books or look up on the screen, we're going to sing number 452, "Make Me a Blessing." Number 452, ask you to stand with me, please.
In the highways and byways of life, many are weary and sad. Carry the sunshine where darkness is rife, making the sorrowing glad. Make me a blessing. And his love, tell of his power to forgive. Others will trust him if only you prove true every moment you live. Make me a blessing. Make me a blessing. May Jesus shine. has given to you in your need. Love as the Master loved you. Be to the helpless instead. Run through their mission, be true. Make me a blessing. Make me a blessing out of my life. May Jesus shine. Make me a blessing. Oh, Savior, I pray.
Good singing. If you greet one another, let each other know you're glad they're here. Well, this is our opportunity to bring our prayer request and praises before the church. Just a couple to highlight. This past week, Janet Carroll on Friday had surgery, and she is back home. The surgery went well, and the initial results look like the cancer was all removed. And so that is a wonderful praise, but I know they would continue to ask for healing for Janet as well as wisdom for the future. And then also, we'll be praying for the Fulton family with Kayleen's passing away, and Shirley's got her surgery on Thursday. Okay, because I had it on Tuesday, so it's okay. That's why we ask and get updates. Any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Tim. And his first name is
Scott.
All right. We'll be praying for Scott. He's an employee of the bank in another branch. He was on a motorcycle, involved in an accident, and had a rod placed in his leg, but also dealing with maybe some complications there. So we'll be praying for Scott. Other prayer requests?
Flood victims.
The copious amounts of rain that came this week has really affected different communities. So we'll be praying for those that are dealing with the water. I know both in our area, but definitely further east of us in the multiple states. Other prayer requests? Yeah, Ernie.
Trying to find routes to our pumpers tomorrow morning.
It's a lot better driving around today than it was even yesterday. But yes, Ernie and Shirley in this next week have 5 appointments and 1 surgery. So Sioux Falls, Aberdeen, and Pierre, all you're missing is Mitchell, and then you'd hit the quadfectra. But yeah, we're grateful for our medical expertise around, but it is spread around. And so, yes, we'll be praying for your travels as well as for the appointments. Any other? Nettie. So brain aneurysm and a
blocked artery.
Okay. I had B and I was thinking blood clot, but blocked artery. Okay. And her name is Verna. So we'll be praying for her friend back in Ohio with a brain aneurysm and blocked artery in her neck. Any other prayer requests or praises? Bo, yes. And Bo's last name. You got to spell that for me.
I think it's like G-I-E.
Gets us close, at least phonetically for Mary. Thank you, Allison. But Bo Geidel has been diagnosed with a brain tumor, and he headed to Mayo's, and so we'll be praying. He works for the Chaffins, so we'll be praying for them. Any other prayer requests or praises? Yes, Jeannie Gortmaker is here. We're grateful for seeing her front and center. We continue to pray for you and your transition, but we're grateful to see you on this Sunday. Well, let us pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for today. We thank you for the way that you watch out over us. This past week, you remind us again and again how little we can control. You know our requests. We've prayed for moisture, and we know how quickly things can turn from wet to drought. And so, Father, we never want to tell you to stop the moisture coming, but we do ask that things would dry out for our farmers and ranchers and trying to get out in the fields, put hay up. But we also think of those communities east of us, and even some in our own community that are dealing with water in places that they did not want it to be. Father, I pray for those communities that are dealing with the catastrophic floods, for levees that have broke and water that was supposed to be contained has broken loose. And Father, you are not caught by surprise. I just ask that you would be an ever-present help, bring wisdom. We thank you for the community spirit that pervades the Midwest, but we also pray for those that belong to your family that can come and be your hands and feet to their neighbors that are looking at just catastrophic loss. Father, many times your own children are not exempt from the things going on, and yet you can provide peace in the midst of the turmoil as well as being a help. Father, we pray for just the different needs of our community. We lift up Janet Carroll and her healing from her surgery. We just pray that, one, she would gain full strength back, but two, that the cancer would be gone. We just continue to pray that you, as the great physician, would heal. We lift up the Fulton family with Kayleen's passing, and as they struggle through their grief, just that you remind them that you're walking through that with them. Father, we pray for the Sterlings this week with all the doctor's appointments, with the travels, but also as they meet with these different specialists, that you would give wisdom and and answers, but also for Shirley's surgery on Thursday, that you would guide the doctors and bring healing, especially for an increase in mobility. Father, we lift up one of Tim's coworkers. Scott is involved in the accident and now trying to heal, and maybe some of the complications that are there, that you would intervene and provide comfort, but also full healing. And again, the reminder that you are there in his presence, that you would draw him to yourself through this time. Father, we lift up Nettie's friend Verna back in Ohio with the brain aneurysm and with the blocked artery. Give wisdom to the doctors, and that you would intervene as only you can. We thank you for our medical professionals, for the wisdom you've given them, but we do understand that that wisdom has come from you, that you are a God of order and a God who has designed us in such a way for to help us to understand how we are fearfully and wonderfully made. Father, we do pray for Bo Geidel and his treatment plan. We just pray that you would heal him completely, and the path that he's on, that you would let him know that not only do people care about him, but you care about him as well. Father, we lift up the ministries you've entrusted to us. We pray for our youth group as the summer kickoff, just the reminder that as our youth age, the opportunities to minister to them. We thank you for Abe and Diana and the sponsors that are a part of investing in their lives. We thank you for the work that the youth group did down in Colorado on the VBS, as well as coming alongside of that church. And we pray that the seed that was sown of the gospel message will grow in the hearts of those they minister to. Father, we lift up our missionaries. We pray for the Hamiltons. Even though it's summer and colleges are out, there's quite a bit of work for him to do with InterVarsity, and we just pray for his travels, as well as the raising up of the leadership he needs and in the different colleges that InterVarsity is active at. Father, we pray for our world. As we see all the flooding around here, others have dealt with even worse tragedies, and yet you are still on the throne. Father, we pray for peace to break out around the world, and ultimately that revival would come to our community and our country. For the offering we're about to receive from your people, we just ask that you would use it for your honor and glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.
good to have some sunshine this morning. I know we've had a fair amount of rain, depending on where you're at in the area. But we know that it's all in the right timing, even though it doesn't always feel like our timing. Let's stand and sing a few praises this morning. Sing is because of what he did for us, the things he took that we deserved. Well, from week to week, it's some days it's easy to pick the songs and they'll flow together with a theme, and then other times it's a little bit tougher because they don't follow any kind of rhyme or reason to me. This week it seemed like a little bit that way, because the songs are all a little bit unique in their own way and little, you know, but they were songs that were on my mind, I guess. I really didn't know how they tied together, but, you know, as we sing about Christ being our anchor through the storms, so we've had some storms in a literal sense, but sometimes we get some serious storms in our lives, and we know that we can cling on to him as our anchor to hold us, but we have to cling on, or we have to hold on tight. But he gets us through it.
Christ the sure and steady anchor in the fury of the storm. When the winds of doubt blow through me and my sails have all been torn, in the suffering, in the sorrow, when my sinking hopes are few,
last song, as we cast our minds onto the one who is our anchor.
Thank you.
Father, we thank you for the reminder in these lyrics of who you are, of the amazing grace that is the story of your love for us and the gift of your Son. And we thank you that because of his obedience to you and his death on the cross and his resurrection, that we do have a sure and steady anchor, and that we do know that our eternity is secure. I pray that you would be with us now, that we would be attentive to what you have to say to us this morning through your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.